My, oh my. What have we here? Is that a human? How interesting. It's not very common to see humans in this part of the forest. What on earth could you be doing all the way out here, little squirrel? Why, yes. This is the Enchanted Forest. I'm sure you've noticed. The trees are different here. So is the way that it feels. It's full of mystery and magic. But come over here. Let me get a better look at you. Don't be shy, little squirrel. I'm not going to bite you. My. You look different than the other humans around here. Where are you from? Well, I can see that. You've obviously traveled a great distance to be here. You want me to show myself? Oh, I thought I was. I didn't realize I was still wearing my camouflage. I didn't mean to startle you. But before I reveal my true self to you, what is it that you are seeking here in the Enchanted Forest? A kitsune? My, my. Why on earth would you be looking for one of those? A wish you need granted? How interesting. Does this kitsune you're looking for have a name? Zangoku. All right then. Let me introduce myself properly. I am Master Zangoku, the leader of the kitsunes in this region. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, little squirrel. Oh? Why so shocked? You didn't think you'd find me so easily, did you? Honestly, I'm a bit surprised myself. You see, I heard a disturbance in the woods, and I came to investigate. As the leader, it's my job to keep the peace around here, and to chase out any unwanted guests. I look beautiful. My, what good manners you have. Oh heavens, child. There's no need for you to bow. I may be seen as some kind of a god to you humans, but I'm nothing more than a spiritual being. I promise you, there's no need for that. Very powerful. That's true. I do have lots of spiritual energy. Divine. I suppose if you want to say that, you can. I did have a shrine many eons ago, but it has long since been destroyed. Ever since then, I took up residency here, in the Enchanted Forest. Mostly to protect the creatures that live here from being harmed by humans. Not all humans, of course. But some do have ill intent. And most of the mystical creatures here could not survive if they were to be touched by human hands. So you understand if I keep my guard up. Now then, little squirrel. What is it that you came here to ask of me? What's this? Someone you know is sick and dying. That sounds serious. I take it you came to ask me for some kind of a cure. Please describe this illness to me in more detail. Can't even get out of bed. I see, that does sound serious. Also a fever. Haven't eaten anything in days. At that rate, they most surely will perish. I have just the thing. Give them this medicine. You must mix it with hot water and make them drink it, every last drop. Think of it as an herbal remedy, like a tea. It should cure them. But it may take a day or two for it to be in full effect. And remember, after they take this, they must eat a full meal. That will help speed up the process. No need to thank me, little squirrel. What do you owe me? My, you're a sharp one. You're right. Kitsunes don't do anything for free. Well, there is one thing you could do for me. But it'll be costly. Anything? Well, you see, I've always had this strange fascination with your kind. And having lived for thousands of years, I've never really had a chance to study you. Most humans are scared of my kind. Typically, they run from us. We have suffered many types of persecution over the centuries. So most of us have been forced into hiding. And have little to no human interaction these days. But I would like to come back to your village with you. I want to study you, and learn more about your kind, and all the centuries that I've missed. How far has civilization progressed in all this time? Aren't I stuck here? Well, in a sense I am kind of trapped in this enchanted forest. But it was by my choice. The only way for me to leave would be if I was bound to a human. And for that to happen, you would have to become my mate. See, if me and you were mated together for life, then I would have to go wherever you go, regardless of my previous contracts or former obligations. What's the matter? You look like you got pale all of a sudden. Oh, come now. Is it that surprising that I would want to mate with a human? To become mated with me means that I will forever belong to you. And everything that comes with me, all of my spiritual powers, as well as blessings I can bestow upon you and your family. You won't have to worry about famine or disease. I could even bless all of your crops. It's a pretty sweet deal, am I right? Why you? Oh, come now, little squirrel. Isn't it obvious? Because you are the one I've been waiting for all these years. How do you think you knew my name? And where to find me? Have you not been plagued with dreams of kitsunes? or been visited by a fox every now and then, beckoning you to come to the Enchanted Forest. It was only a matter of time before you ended up here. Ever since you were little. Oh, I am well aware of that. In fact, it was me the entire time. You see, a long, long time ago, there was a strange man who saved me from a group of hunters. I was gravely injured by their weapons, and he nursed me back to health. In return for his kindness, I made a vow to always look after him and his family. Then, over the years, I watched his family tree grow. I looked after him, his children, their children, and many after that. Until one day, you were born into this world. But you were different. You had a spiritual glow around you. And I knew then that you were special. Not only that, any time I came to visit you, no matter which form I took, you would always talk to me. You could always see me and communicate with me in a way that the other children could not. So I kept a very close eye on you over the years, while also maintaining the Enchanted Forest and my status here as their ruler. But as time went on, I got more and more busy here and had less opportunities to come see you. It's been years. And you've grown up quite nicely. A lie? I wasn't lying about that. I do long to study your kind. But I also have longed to be with you. There's no one else I would rather leave this forest with. I just made sure I had to wait till you were the appropriate age for us to be mated together. But I can understand if you don't want that. You are human, after all. You have your whole life ahead of you. And I'm sure you would much rather marry into a human family. But if you did ever decide to be my mate, I would be most pleased. And I would grant you every happiness. I promise you would want for nothing. What if you wanted to have children someday? Oh my. Well, in that case, I'm sure I could find a way to make it happen. It is very hard for my kind to make more of ourselves. We do not produce other kitsunes in the way that you humans make other humans. It is a lot more complicated than that. But in the future, if it is something you desire, I'm sure I can find a way to make it work. Regardless of our genders, it matters not. But with that said, will you accept my offer? In exchange for the medicine, I mean. If not, I'm sure I can come up with another suitable proposition for you. It's fine, is it? Why did you look down at your feet when you said that? You're not nervous, are you? It's fine. You have every right to be. But if that is truly your answer, then we will have a ceremony tonight. And then after that, I will join you in returning to your village. That is where you want to continue living, I'm assuming. At least for the time being. All right. It appears we have a deal. Don't worry, it's just a handshake. I just need a little bit of extra confirmation. Don't be shy. Just give me your hand. I promise it'll be okay, little squirrel. You did agree to be my mate, after all. We have a deal, then.
Hey, Zen. Where the hell are you? Come on, we've got to head back. What the hell? Is that a human?
Oh, hello, Kaido. Fancy seeing you here.
You were late, so I came to get you. What the hell is going on here? You know humans are forbidden from entering the Enchanted Forest, don't you?
Yes, well, I made an exception for this one. Meet my new mate.
Your new what? Zen! Are you kidding me? You have obligations here. There's no way in hell they're gonna let you just take a mate and leave. Especially not with some pathetic human. Are you out of your mind?
Oh, right, my apologies. I haven't introduced the two of you. This is my older brother, Kaido.
Zen Goku, I don't need to be introduced to this human. Come on, we have to go.
Like I already told you, brother, I'm not going anywhere with you. Tonight, the two of us are having our mating ceremony. And then after that, I will be free to leave the Enchanted Forest.
God damn it! You think you're so sneaky? My parents aren't gonna like this.
Which is exactly why I have you to cover for me.
Why do you have to be such a pain in my ass all the time? Fine, I'll help you. But I still don't think this is a good idea. Why the hell would you want to marry a human anyway?
Why, my dear brother, why don't you look a little closer? You see, this isn't just any human.
What do you mean it's not? Humans are all the same. There's nothing different about them. Hang on a minute. I sense spiritual energy coming from them. Zen, is this the human you told me about? From all those years ago?
My, you catch on quick, brother. It most certainly is. And they are very dear to me indeed.
What the hell? How could you bring them here? It's dangerous. A human like this will most surely get eaten alive. You have to get them out of here right now.
Calm down, Kaido. Don't worry, I will protect them. They're only going to be here until the ceremony is over.
Why are you always getting me into trouble? This is bad. The council is not going to be happy about this.
And we're not going to tell them about it. We're going to do this in secret. All right? Please, Kaido. I need you to help me hide them.
Man. All right, fine. But this is the last time I do you any favors. And you, human. Try to keep your spiritual powers under control. You're emanating it so much, it's almost blinding. What the hell do you mean you don't know how? Give me your hands. Don't ask me questions. Alright. Ready. There. I placed a seal around your spirit. That way, to the rest of them, you just look like an ordinary human with no special abilities. Don't thank me, idiot. Just promise you'll take care of my brother. Alright. Okay. Come, we must go quickly. or the others will start to suspect something. And you, Zen.
Yes?
Head back to the palace. Please. Mother and father are waiting for you there.
Of course. I will head that way right away. Promise you'll take care of my mate, would you?
Yeah. I promise. We'll see you tonight, no later than midnight. At the Enchanted Pond. Don't be late.
Of course not. Why would I be late for my own mating ritual? You underestimate me, brother.
I do not underestimate you. I know you. And unlike them, they don't realize what an airhead you are yet.
Is that any way to speak to your leader?
Of all the children in our family, why father picked you to run things is beyond me. All right, human. Let's go.
Don't worry, little squirrel. I know he's rough around the edges and can be a little scary. But I promise he's actually really soft and sweet.
Oh, shut up. We're going. Come on, hurry it up. Say your goodbyes and let's move. All right. I'll wait for you over at the trailhead. Just make it fast. Ridiculous.
Well, that's my brother for you. Very brooding, isn't he? What was he talking about? Oh, don't worry about it. All right. I have to go now. But he'll keep you safe. And don't worry. We'll be headed back to your village before you know it. Do you think your sick friend can hold out until then? All right. We'll leave right after the ceremony. Thank you, little squirrel, for giving me this chance. I promise I won't mess it up. All right. I'll see you later. I'll be the one wearing white and gold. And don't worry. My brother knows where the ceremonial robes are kept. I'm sure he'd be more than happy to get you one. Isn't that right, Kaido?
Yeah, whatever. Just hurry it up.
All right. I'll see you soon. My little squirrel.
Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, feel free to like and subscribe for more. Also, don't forget to leave a comment down below. I really enjoy reading your feedback. And if you'd like to support the channel, please join my Patreon. You'll get early access to ASMRs, poll votes, daily updates, and of course, exclusive spicy content made just for you, and much, much more. My Discord link is also in the description down below, if you'd like to chat with me. I'd love to get to know you better. And as always, this is Akihiko Kai. See you next time.